I am. Good morning.
So what's happening out there?
Well, a lot of stuff. This story just kind of made me laugh. Yeah. It's not a huge story, but Jen Aniston, who I like, I'm always Team Jen,
right?
Recently gave an interview where she discusses her fiancé, Justin Theroux, who I'm on the fence about. I think he's funny and talented.
Right.
I don't love the skinny leather pants he wears.
Right.
You know, it's a little much.
Yeah.
But she said, quote, "He's just so beautiful. I love that his eyeballs are so beautifully captured because they knock me out every day." His eyeballs?
His eyeballs, okay.
Says, like, what about his kneecaps, Jack?
Yeah,
what about his eardrums?
Right, come on.
What a weird thing. His cornea? It's so specific. His eyeballs. So beautiful.
That's odd.
I have a good star sighting. A friend called last week to say she spotted Britney Spears and a gaggle of other people at the Cheesecake Factory in the Valley. She said she looked, quote, tired. Huh. You know, lip syncing will totally wear you out.
That'll do it.
It's
totally
exhausting.
Yep, it will. Yep.
So I Googled her to see if there were any pics, and apparently this came out last week, but Britney did not pay her tab on the way out.
Oh.
A news source caught this, and so she went back to pay and tipped $100. But, you know, why does she have to be called out to do this? I've heard she's notoriously cheap. She's kind of known for that.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that a lot, actually, through the years, and that makes me sad. But she was spotted. Right. There you go.
Well, you know what I always think, and this is just, you know, bystander stuff, is that I always assume that superstars think that they've got somebody else paying it anyway.
Well, that's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said. She said one of her security team was going to pay it, but, you know, you got to make sure.
Yes.
You got to be on that because, you know, that's your job. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Well, you know, some of them are kind of oblivious to everything. Where are we going now? You know.
Yeah, you're right. They have so many handlers that they kind of don't understand.
Are we in L.A.? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. What? The Valley. And lastly, you know, for a while, remember how for a while I spotted Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis everywhere?
Yeah, right.
Like almost to the point where I was kind of stalking them.
Oh,
but
sure,
I wasn't. The court LAPD, if you're listening, I was not stalking them.
Was not doing it, no.
Well, I may have inadvertently put a hex on their relationship because allegedly they've been fighting nonstop. I didn't mean to do it. I don't know what I did, but I didn't mean to. Sure said Ashton is still close to his ex, Demi Moore, and Mila checks his cell phone and text messages. This is alleged. I don't know if this is true, but I don't know. Have you ever had a significant other check your phone and, like, stay up, like, check up on you?
Well, I was going to say, you don't have trust like that, then I don't think it's going to go very far, do you?
That's the thing. I mean, if it's true, that's, you know, it'll drive him crazy and sometimes, you know, it just goes back and forth.
You should write a book about that. Yeah.
I think I will. Hey, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if it was called She's Crazy, He's a Liar by Cecily Knobler? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would
be
great.
You can go to CecilyKnobler.com. I didn't even mean to do that. I wasn't trying to plug. I will leave it at that, though. I'm live from Hollywood. Cecily Knobler.